stop. Try to get this day rolling.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work. I couldn't get up this morning. I was tired.
Get it that way. I know how you feel.
All right. It's just, luckily, the could be a little flexible at work.
On 85 already?
The heck no. I'm just leaving the homeowner's property. Light turn, and I can take my turn.
Day to day, or do you have a so-so day?
I think it's going to be a busy day. I got talk about that big project came up yesterday. I got to talk to the factory about that, get that quoted, and I don't know, man, I'm still half asleep. What can I say? I just hope there's no deer running around this morning.
Let me hear you, but your radio is in and out.
It's gotta be me.
Sometimes I have problems with it over here where I'm at already. Also, so I just kind of do the best I can with it.
Cool here, and it'll start getting better once I get up the hill. Just, man, these guys need to finish this construction over here and give us a turn lane. That doesn't get old. Asphalt today. At least I see the oil truck here.
On it. I know they need to do a lot of work on these roads down here, but at the same time, there's so much traffic on them. How do you do it and do it safely?
And these roads got so much traffic, they're having to do so much to it, but the side roads are getting beat to death and they're not fixing them.
K4RM Mobile.
It's an ROM 1060 Lake.
4 Romeo Mike, K4RM Mobile. Good morning. Name's Fred here. I know I've got Patrick. I'm not sure who the other station is.
November 6, Charlie Lima, Exeter.
We've talked before a long time ago. Hope you guys are doing well.
I hope you are this morning.
To that four-letter word, W-O-R-K.
He's favorite four-letter word.
But it is a four-letter word.
He uses it. He just says that four-letter word.
My thing's in Penrose, Patrick.
I left. I'm down here over in Easley already this morning.
And you're out.
You're on my way to my next stop.
Okay, well, go ahead and pick it up, Mike.
Running the gauntlet here. On 14, trying to get to 85 to run the gauntlet any faster. Four-letter word.
Fred, what do you do for a living? I don't know if I've ever asked you.
Sir, and I work for the state of South Carolina, and I do audit work related to the businesses who file their wages with the unemployment and workforce.
You are an auditor for the state, but down here over in Easley, the broke up.
State agency called Department of Employment and Workforce, and I audit businesses that file their wages with us. Over.
That time.
When I show up.
It's a little defensive, but if they didn't have something to hide most of the time, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
A little bit of doubling there. Yeah, 95% of the things I do are fine. It's just those few that have problems.
I understand that. And I guess you're auditing to making sure that they're paying and their records are correct.
They're making sure that they're filing appropriately and paying the proper amount of unemployment insurance tax based on whatever their rate is. You know, unemployment insurance is like all other insurance. It's rate-driven or claims-driven. If you have claims, your rates are going to be higher. If you have no claims, your rates are going to be lower. Over.
And I worked for a company years ago that
they were proud that they never laid anybody off because they always found reasons to let people go before that happened.
A little shady there, but, you know, most businesses, you know, do it the right way. You always have a few, you got a few bad apples in every bunch.
I want to come ride with me then.
What group do you, Patrick?
Oh. I don't think you need to worry about auditing Patrick. If he lays off his employees, he's out of business.
I pay an accountant to make sure all that is taken care of every month, so I don't have to deal with it. But no, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the other ones.
I mean, yeah. Well, most small businesses, if they're smart, they will get an accountant or somebody who knows the rules to do it for them. Those that do that don't have any problems when it comes to audits. But the ones that don't do that and don't know what they're doing or don't know how to do it, they're the ones that have problems.
Where's that little boy at? I mean, and it's worth every bit of that $160 a month it costs me not to have to worry about that.
That's an expense that you can gives you a lot of peace and comfort that everything's done correctly and you don't have to worry about it.
But you know what, I am pulling into my next stop, so it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Y'all be careful on your way in, and I'll keep an ear out for you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
All right, Patrick, have a good day. Hope you go sell a toolbox or two. N6CLX.
A good one. Good to talk to you again. And I'm getting ready to arrive as well, so I'll sign. And, Mike, you have a good day as well. K4RM Mobile, I'll be clear.
Have a great day. And I will do N6CLX.